step into our jerkatorium.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3630.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stop dancing gay, Rob, please.
Love the association.
We're going to talk about anything you want to talk about. We're going to meet a couple of interns here. We're going to meet Drew, who went to Gay Pride in Baltimore.
Right.
And also our brand new intern, who I don't even know his name yet because I haven't had a chance to meet him.
I know his name.
I just saw him.
I saw him.
It's going to be interesting.
Would you like to guess his name?
Klaus.
See,
Horst.
You guessed that, and I thought he was great. I was drawn to him right away.
Jehovah's Witness?
No.
What?
No, his name is David.
Waco?
David.
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 Hello, David.
Hi, David.
So, getting back to Saturday.
Yes.
Bear with us all today. I think we're all dragging a little bit after the weekend.
Party weekend.
You know, not only do we do this thing now on Friday, which, is about as great an enabling feature as an alcoholic can get, but when you have something that you're not prepared for, and my mindset worked this way as we were driving out to the party for some strange reason. Carla said, I want to drive, and I didn't know what the reason was, and she said, well, I never get to drive, and you always drive. I said, all right, whatever. I was, a little tired, and I didn't care
cranky.
At that point.
Didn't give it too much thought.
Should have really clued into maybe she wanted to, drive around the block if things weren't ready or something like that, so I didn't know what was going on, but she would have had to call somebody in order to do that.
Right.
So I don't know why she wanted to drive anyway, and I don't know where the hell I was going with this, but she wanted to drive. That's all I can tell you. So I got out to the party, and...
So did she call? She must have called when you guys were approaching, because that's when we got, Mike in 5 minutes!
Did I mention that I was up to... Oh, that's what she did. That's it. She said we had to get gas right before we got to her mom's house.
She did it.
And she said she was going to go in and buy a bottle of water. She got out of the car, and then I was filling the car up with gas.
That's when Buzz had to stop repairing the CD player and run out to the patio.
Right. Now I know the ruse. We didn't mention that my buddy Jerky, had some of the DC's finest at this party with an entire bagpipe orchestra.
Wow, it was awesome.
Which was pretty special when they started playing the bagpipes. And here's the best news. I don't have to worry about 50 now.
Yes,
I can go and hide now for 50. 50 is supposed to be the big one. I had a big-ass surprise party. I don't need anything next year.
If you make it.
If I make it.
Right.
It's good, though, because if I don't, I had the surprise party.
Right, and if you do, we're going to surprise you again.
We'll all come into your hospital room.
But surprise parties where everybody was lined up in the back of this pool, and I felt as though I had to almost do a receiving line. Did you notice that when I first got there?
It was set up
everybody walked
that
down.
Way.
It was set up for a receiving line. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you? Good. You. Nice to say hello. Old Fred. Yes, how are you? Oh, Fred, I haven't seen in 2 months. How are you? Oh, Fred, I see you every week. Okay, coworker. How are you? Yes, sir. Good to see you. Good to see everybody. It was a fun day. Buzz stayed for a long time. Rob had a previous commitment, but Rob stayed for a couple of hours.
Right.
Beth Ann, first one in the pool.
How about that? Huh?
And one of the things I noticed when Beth Ann was getting ready to leave was that Beth Ann and Katie, I believe, are dating.
You think so?
I called to the studio, Miss Beth Ann McBride. Want to see how she... whether she had a good time.
Piss a guy remember, off
like, the old, remember the old show we used to do 1 month ago, where where Beth Ann used to come in at the beginning of every show.
Why has that stopped?
And now we get calls. Rob, when we get a hate call from that guy in Arlington, I want you here. Sit down, relax, enjoy yourself.
I can't when
he
calls.
She's too busy for us now.
I got a lot of stuff to do back there. Mike.
I'm busy
she's
too.
She's very, very busy. Very busy.
We're all busy, Buzz.
Did you enjoy the surprise party?
It was fun.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Did you drink anything?
No, I did not.
You don't drink?
Because I was driving.
Oh, okay. Of
Katie
course.
Was my passenger.
And I was worried about that because she had almost 2 Diet Cokes and she looked jittery.
Yeah. You were the first person in the pool, though.
I was so excited about the pool.
The pool was very, very exciting.
I mean, Carla really pressed that upon everybody. Don't forget your swimsuit. There's going to be a pool. Bring your suit. So I did
not get in the pool, nor would I have gotten in the pool.
Nobody was going to get in the pool.
I didn't want to get in the pool. I will show my body at this stage to family members and only family members because I will not show this body.
And Colette.
I will not. And Colette. Well, Colette sees my body more than any other coworker than we have.
And
here.
More of your body than anybody else.
She enjoys that. But it was fun, and Buzz did some pool time.
I did. When all the women went in, that's when I got in the pool.
I saw my buddy Tony.
Me. Oh, excuse me. Oh,
Tony
excuse
was
me.
Fun. Tony got in the pool with me.
Tony got in the
Tony
pool.
Tony in the yellow?
Yeah. I don't know if
he finally
it was
come out of his shell?
I'm not sure. That's not Tony. No, that's Stevie.
That was Stevie.
Oh, okay.
That's Stevie. You mean that guy.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
He looked like a Tony.
Mike. A lot of people, I realize that a lot of my friends, and I don't know whether you guys noticed this or not, a lot of my friends call me Mikey.
Yes.
Not proud of that. But
just, right. Should we do that?
No, I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't, you know.
Mikey.
Duly noted.
Mikey.
Sir would be appropriate here in the formal work environment.
And you know. Steve was a big guy.
Very big guy.
You're not going to tell him not to call you
Mikey. Do you know how he is known by the show? Years and years and years and years and years ago, he came in as a male stripper on the show.
That is just unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does he do now?
We talked about him having BO when he came in, too. I remember that.
He doesn't anymore.
Looks like when we had another female producer, maybe, or something like that. It might have been Diana.
That long ago.
Yeah, it was that long ago.
Was he that loud even then?
He was very loud. He's always loud.
Mm-hmm. But he was
loud. He's loud back out of the room loud. Yeah, you know, he's like, yo, how are you? But that's why it's great. Outdoor
he makes noise
pool,
stuffing a mattress.
You know, at an outdoor party, at an outdoor pool party, it's great because you can be loud. And I was loud. I was loud and obnoxious, too. You know, at one point, did you notice when, see, we all kind of scattered. We chatted a little bit.
Oh, sure. We were
but
circulating.
Everybody was doing the mingling thing.
Right.
Did you see when I was underneath the deck sitting at the table going back and forth with my buddy Chandler and going back and forth with jokes,
with
just
jokes.
Nonstop?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's a fun time.
It was looked like fun. From the pool.
You had a lot of beer.
I had, I think Rob was estimating that in the first half hour of the party, I had 4 beers.
It was amazing.
I'm kidding.
The way it
I'm not kidding. 4 beers Rich. Within a half an hour.
Not kidding.
I mean, really do think that he was pouring them down like nobody.
You
business.
See, here's the deal. You have a surprise party, and the pressure of having the surprise party is
what,
so great.
The
and
for
oh
you?
Yes, the pressure because suddenly
why?
Because you want to thank everybody. Your friends are here. You didn't know you were going. You know the party's about you.
Yeah, yeah. You're the focus
you
of
didn't
attention.
Know, you didn't know that this was going to happen, and all of a sudden your heart rate is up, and you want to immediately put yourself into that relaxed social mode.
And no
and for me, that means just shotgun those things, just
and,
like glug
Mike,
glug
am I
glug.
Right? No preparation. You
None.
Go from not expecting anything to all of a sudden.
Oh, poor boy.
It's
this
all
was
about
a house
you.
And garden party I was going to,
it was
you,
so
and
funny.
Suddenly, and you know, I guess I got some stuff too. You said you
keep,
brought
yes,
some stuff.
I brought gifts for you.
Well, they brought gifts down like
after
when we
you
were
called
doing,
me cheap on Friday.
I didn't mean that. I was just saying it was fine. It was fine.
Fine.
I read
fine.
I read your retirement magazine in the bathroom over the weekend. In
did
the
it help?
Long sit of the bathroom. Speaking of bathrooms,
Mike was in the loo.
Listening to our good friends who were on the show on Friday, Big O and Dukes.
Yeah.
They were doing a little thing on EB from the Junkies, the morning show here. And it's, incidentally, for a gentleman that worked here when the Junkies were on at night and EB would come into the studio,
I remember,
boys. And let me tell you, I concur. I sympathize. Eric Bickle is a bathroom terminator. He always has been.
Clears
he
it.
Always will be. That's the way of the world. That's the way it always will
Hazmat.
Be.
Hazmat.
We would say, how often would we come in the afternoon show and all of a sudden, oh, EB. Mm-hmm. It's EB again.
He's
EB has done it again.
About 6'10", right?
EB, yeah. The concept still, it's nice to know that the concept of the lack of a courtesy flush still flourishes within his mind.
He's
it
too
is
proud.
Very frustrating.
Too proud.
But I read your retirement living magazine on the bathroom.
Did it help?
On the bathroom toilet.
Did you get him another gift?
As opposed to the living room toilet. I am so tired. I swear to God, it was such a long weekend.
What a good
know?
Weekend.
It was a very good weekend. What were you saying, Ron?
So she got you another gift?
She said
yeah,
she did. Yeah,
I did. I
know.
Got two gifts.
Another cheap gift or
no,
another good one?
It was two thoughtful gifts.
Want to say thank you to Don Geronimo. Who texted me today, yesterday,
cool.
Who texted me and said, happy birthday.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
And it was very, very nice of him to do that, and I texted him back. And my text was, no one take offense at this,
okay.
Please.
Uh-huh.
All right, I said, I miss the only expensive gift I would get on the show.
You don't even know what I got you.
I don't know what you got me.
So how can you say that?
I don't mean to be ungrateful.
And Buzz, you left him his gifts that he gave you on Friday in the studio.
I also didn't do the drawing for Get Smart
he knew
in the
that,
studio.
He knew that you would rescue that.
I was very,
I
very partied out. This job is killing me.
By so the way, Katie
it's too much
and I
goddamn fun.
Do you have a pile of gifts at your house that remain unwrapped?
No, they're at Carla's.
I think Linda's enjoying them.
They're at Carla's
She's
mom's
shopping
house.
At Trader Joe's right now.
Oh, that's right. Did you get me a Trader Joe's gift
no.
card?
No, I did.
No, Buzz did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
We'll sort all this out
Appreciate
later.
Appreciate that. I'm sorry. I'm very confused. All right, bring in one of the interns.
Okay,
all right.
Which do you want?
Are you
new,
and Katie?
Newest...
Are you and Katie dating?
No.
Yes.
You're not dating?
No.
How come you came into the party and you left to the party?
Together.
Well,
I'm not drinking today,
well, you know,
I swear to God.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should
Here's
be.
Some rum.
Right.
For Marie.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't make much money. And, you know, she's a cute girl.
Incidentally,
and you know,
is she part-time? Is she part-time?
Yes.
How do we fix that?
I don't know. You need to talk to Michael Hughes.
He's on vacation.
Till Friday.
From what?
He's on vacation from his grueling schedule, Rob.
Oh, I forget.
You know, remember the new
no.
management friendly, especially when we're trying to get something.
I'm as every bit as friendly as they are.
Why can't we get her full time?
I don't make those decisions.
Because all right, go get her back in here. I'm foregoing the interns right now. I
want
to talk to Katie.
Freeze.
Now, when Beth Ann has to leave, she has to sit where Katie's sitting because Katie's running some controls that are like a, you know, or what?
Oh, and they could sit together.
And Katie.
Well, no, they can't do that.
Somebody has to run the controls.
They wouldn't be on the microphone. Don't try to confuse me on Monday.
I just wanted them to sit
Kate
together.
Kate just IM'd that she's hurt. She's hurt that BA is pity dating her.
Okay, sit.
So it saddened
Please.
Her.
Have All a right. seat, Katie.
Listen, here's
Welcome.
The deal. And I said, here's the deal. And I'm, God damn it, I'm trying to avoid saying that.
You're much better.
What?
You don't say it as much.
All right.
What's the deal?
Katie.
Here it is.
Katie. Katie.
Yeah.
Katie, you're a part of this family now. You're part of this show. I mean, for God's sake, you're like Rob's little sister over there. You really are.
We have the same cheek color.
I don't know what to say to that.
This is what I hear during the breaks every single
day. I don't know what to say to that.
It's true.
Katie, say nothing. Just let her continue.
Here's, I mean this only in the best possible way.
Let's just let that try.
If she would just teach herself to laugh.
No.
I'm sorry.
We
get the giggles.
Don't get the giggles now, because really, you giggle too much, they'll begin to hate you. We have to expose you more on this program.
Oh, no. My mom said no.
We have to expose you more.
Well, that settles it then.
Keep her off the pole, Mike.
Now, you and Beth Ann now have, how many times since the show has been going, have you guys spent time together on the weekends?
How many outings?
Yeah, that's great. How many outings, Buzz?
Three
times.
Three.
So this past Saturday was your third date?
Uh-huh.
And
I got to second base. But I think everybody did because she got in the pool first.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Wow. And incidentally, for Beth Ann McBride, that surgery, I think everybody, it can be said that surgery was overwhelmingly successful.
It's the first thing she's worn we've been able to really sort of see what's happening
there.
You
know, I think that's the whole idea now. I think she, you know, now that I think of it, let me offer this to you. Do you think she was just chomping at the bit to get into that pool? Do you think she just wanted
absolutely.
To show the twins off?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it
She
that
didn't
way.
Have a drink.
She did want to be first.
She was dying to show the guns off.
Ready to get in
the
there.
The twins.
And prove to all of us that it was not a heated pool.
Katie.
Yeah.
You should be a full-time employee.
I agree.
I would love that.
All right, well,
I don't get to make that decision
now. Here's, I think that we should be giving you some assignments. Rob, come up with a list of assignments for Katie and we'll send her places.
Very good.
That's
you're going places, lady.
You're going to go places. You
like
know?
Jail?
Would you be willing to entertain calls from the listening audience right now?
Yeah.
All right, 877-365-3636.
I don't know.
We're going to have a get to know Katie segment.
They love the Katie.
Katie, how long have you been in the radio business? Have you now? I know you have other jobs as well. Like you work around in Joe Jobs that you have off
good
you know, different places.
No, I just have one.
How long
job.
Have you been off the pole? First of all, how long have you been off the pole,
I
Katie?
Swore.
Yeah, don't do that.
You almost said the S word, didn't you?
I did. I almost did.
Now here's the thing: Katie looks and sounds very innocent, but she. She's lived life, ladies and gentlemen. She has lived some life. You are divorced, right?
Yes, I am.
How long were you married?
5 years.
How was the marriage? Horrible?
No.
Was it a shock to you, the divorce?
No, it was my idea.
Oh, was that? So you were the dumper, not the dumpee?
Yeah.
And was the breakup smooth? Did that go okay?
We're still friends.
Oh, that's very good. Wonderful. That's a good thing. Now she's getting very serious on my ass.
Well, you're asking
questions. Well, I am asking serious questions. How are you enjoying your newfound singleness?
It's interesting.
Really?
That means good.
I just started.
Incidentally, Katie, here they come.
Oh, great. Get out your beach towels, boys.
It seems to be mostly men calling in, Mike.
What? Yes, interested men. Interested in Katie.
No, I just started dating. I've been divorced a little over a year, and I just started dating maybe a month or two ago.
Because you seem so young to me, and I didn't realize that you were married for like a good chunk of time. How old were you when you got married?
24.
24. That's not that young. I mean, a lot of people get married, you know.
Well, you know.
I got got married when I was 12 years old.
I got married at 25.
I know. Yeah, and I got married when I was 25.
The first
And I got
time.
Married when I was at 35, too.
Every 10 years.
And I should have gotten married when I was 45. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, and are you excited about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
You'll buy a new car. It's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday. New car Tuesday for
Very,
Mike.
Very excited. We think we might get a hybrid.
That'll be nice. Or yeah. with the gas prices.
Or just an all-electric car, one of those golf carts right now. So marriage was not good to you.
Driving your golf cart in from Manassas.
It would be fun. Yes, we kid because we love. Would you would you consider marrying again?
Not right now.
Not right now. You're fresh. Is the pain still fresh?
It's better.
It's better. But
it's a lot better.
It's a painful experience when you pick the wrong person.
No fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
When did you know that it was wrong, Katie?
About a year and a half into it.
Oh, dear. That's terrible.
And you bill it out for 3.5 years extra?
Well, I tried really hard.
Stuck it out. Tried to make it work.
I've done that twice. Let's go to George in Chico, California. George, you're on with Katie.
Katie, I got one question for you, or maybe two. Have you ever made out with a chick or fantasized about it?
That's a good question.
A
hang up and
question.
Listen. That's George from Chico. That's the first question you're getting. Have you ever had anything that would approach a lesbian encounter?
Yep.
It's a yes?
Yes.
And how did you find the experience?
Nice.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear. See? You know what I call this?
God.
Cancel the guest.
I call this like steamrolling down to full-time employment. Let's go to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I actually dated a couple girls.
You did?
Wow.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Bill, I'm going to put you on hold for a second here.
hang on, Bill.
Hold on a second.
This just in.
You dated. You actually, so did you think it's, well, now you're dating Beth Ann, too.
No, Beth Ann won't let me date her.
Really?
I'm too young for her.
Beth Ann does not have any lesbian tendencies whatsoever.
No. In fact, I'm trying to get her laid. I think I'm coaching her.
And are you trying to find her a man or a woman?
A man.
And how's that going? How's that progressing?
Not well at all.
What's the main resistance?
I know what it is. It's her resistance. It's just Beth Ann's resistance.
Yeah.
She's contrarian.
And incidentally, she pops in on my head and goes, damn right.
I'm not a fan of that.
I know.
You too.
It's distracting.
Yeah, it's like the great gazoo. It sucks.
Yes, dum-dums.
Beth Ann likes it.
You, how many women did you date? I mean, like really dated?
Yeah.
Really? Did you?
Any of them work here?
This is very personal. No. Is your mom listening today?
She can't get the show, thank God.
Okay. When you were dating women, did you ever have a bisexual experience?
Yeah.
Like where you have guys and women and all that stuff?
Oh.
Or like a group deal.
Yeah, like group.
Oh, my God. You know, I have to say, a couple weeks ago,
Hey, Beth Ann, God damn it. Yeah. Don't sabotage the show.
There's one too many.
Incidentally, you should be in here for this, too.
I had a little chit-chat with myself.
Here she is. Come in here, Sid.
I would be honest.
Relax, enjoy.
Pull up a bottle of rum.
Sounds like the Jerry Sub commercial. Sid, relax, enjoy.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Okay. All right. So
I'll be honest.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah! I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
I don't have to tell you how proud I am.
A couple more calls for Katie here. Chris in Virginia, you're on with Katie.
Chris,
wake up.
Chris is stunned.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
And has a bad phone.
I'm sorry, Chris. Let's go back to Bill. Yeah. We put Bill on. Bill.
Bill. Yes.
Bill, turn your radio down. You've got them all excited. Turn the radio down.
It's down.
It's down. What's your question for Katie?
Hey, I want to know how many wet T-shirt contests has she ever been in?
How many
wet? And has she won?
What's that?
Has she ever been in a wet T-shirt contest and did she win?
Have you ever been in a wet T-shirt contest?
No.
No, the answer is no. Stupid question, stupid call. Let's go to Steven in Maryland. Hello, Steven.
Hey, I have a question for Katie.
Yes, go right.
Yes,
what would that question be, sir?
Hello.
I was wondering if there's any way we could get Katie to come down to the Carolinas.
Sounds like Stanley.
I have some boiled peanuts.
Make a mint julep and we'd have a...
Yes, Stephen, go ahead. I'm sorry to make fun of your accent.
It's okay. I was wondering if Katie's ever...
If what was that? Something what? Fell apart at the end there, Stephen.
I'm sorry. I said, I was wondering if Katie's ever been in a life raft.
In a life raft?
Stop mumbling,
yes,
please.
You're mumbling. Is it life raft? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I say it is, I was wondering if Katie's ever been
okay, good riddance.
You got them all excited today. Yes.
Well, Katie, what's the answer?
I don't even know.
Ace, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Ace.
Good question.
Hey. Yeah, my question is for Katie. Where's the strangest place that you've ever done it?
Now, the people are getting into the spirit of this.
Location.
Yeah, they are. Well, this is going to get her a full-time gig.
Location.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that this is not how I wanted to get a full-time gig.
I have said from the beginning of the show, meet Katie.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Meara show is.
One of the keys.
Someone will have to go.
One of the keys to a great
broadcaster. I wasn't gay.
One of the keys to a great broadcaster, though, is honesty. So this is really, you're helping yourself more than you know.
And I believe he's looking for a geographic, not an anatomic location.
We've all been asked that question.
Right.
I was asked it, too.
I got a few. Oh, yeah. No. No. Exit
like
only.
Outdoors, a public location, something like that.
Right.
Well, now we know.
Production room.
Well, now we've established that you're somewhat frigid.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the determining factor right there.
Okay,
right.
Mr. Man.
Right.
You know, you could support me occasionally when the discussion goes. You know, you want to talk about a guy that's not a wingman when it comes to women?
No.
I speak of Mr. Buzzbear. He's great in wrangling.
Man.
He's great at wrangling these buzz babes. But
no, you know what he is? No. He's a hoarder.
But he's a hoarder. Absolutely. No. When it comes to
like
defending.
Not.
Hold
you're
on a second.
Spaniel.
Defending your brother. When it comes to defending your brother, when it comes to women. He will throw you under the bus faster.
But if my brother asks questions that frighten women away, I'm going to stop him.
That's not frightening.
The first thought,
I was making jokes.
The first thought Buzz has every morning and the last thought every night is someday women may be scarce.
Oh my
I
God.
Must have them all to myself.
That's right.
They must find me to be flawless.
I have to go to the dump button. Bye.
Why?
Because she's not there. I just realized that.
Oh dear. Okay.
Oh,
excuse me.
We're talking. You know.
There's a button right here too.
I don't think we've said anything sorted.
I'm pretty sure I just lost my job, Beth Ann.
No, there's no way.
You're fine. You are fine.
I think they're a little too rough on you anyway. I'm going to stop that.
Okay. So strangest location. Well, there's, outside, of course. You guys were talking about that earlier.
Right. Yes.
Let's see. There was this, when I was in college, there was this room. They called it the Great Room, and it was just a huge, like, ballroom, but conference table type.
Stop it, Rob. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, Rob.
It was a good pun, Mike.
I thought we were friends.
It's fun sometimes.
We are.
Sometimes you amaze me too, Rob.
But
I swear
there was
to God,
this big...
I'm really drinking this, and I'm going to make a pun. She's in the great room about to do it. Come on.
She made the pun, Mike.
All right, go ahead.
There was a giant rosewood table in there that I liked a lot, and I just made it my goal.
Boy, I wish... It's too late, but I wanted to get music for that.
Oh.
A rosewood table. Did you eventually achieve your goal?
Yeah.
Wow.
A couple times.
Good for you.
Really, thank
you.
Want to talk to another blind person? It seems to be the blind people seem to be taking over the show today. Louis Jelly is on the line. Hello, Louis.
Hey, Katie, baby. How you doing?
I'm great.
I miss you. I miss you so much. I hear you all the time, and I just miss you so much. You're so sweet. Mike, you're a good guy. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Louis.
And listen, keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you very much for calling, Louis.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Nice. There he goes. That was a nice hit and miss. It was kind of creeping me at the beginning.
Hit and miss.
Hello, Chris.
Chris, missed it by that much.
You're on with Katie. Got time for one or two more with Katie. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I'm 23 years old, been married twice, got a daughter on the way. I was wondering how being married and then divorced has changed your outlook on the relationship scene.
Ah, a serious question from a serious caller. Hang up and listen, Chris. Katie, how has it changed your outlook? You obviously have been through a relationship that's been very difficult. How has that changed?
What have you learned?
Honestly, I've learned that I'm a great catch.
Oh, wow. All right, bravo.
I'll applaud that.
If I could come through that, and I can still smile and laugh and have a good time.
And you can.
And I'm still thinking of the rosewood table.
And I'm not crazy. I think I'm doing all right.
One last question for Katie from Spokane, Washington. I don't have the name. Who's this? Hello, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. You have a question for Katie.
I do. Well, it's kind of for you, actually. I after hearing about the Susan B. Anthony's last week, I was wondering on the website if you guys could put up maybe a full-body picture. We could get a little more graphic and see what it's like.
Okay, come, jeez.
Are you kidding me?
Jeez, there's no shame.
Yeah,
to sugarcoat it just a little bit, pal.
How about a full body nude with the head cut on?
Nudes front and back and
really
X-rays.
The head cut off.
I'll get right on that.
Not what I meant. Like a plastic surgery photo.
All right, that wasn't a good one to end on. One more for you, Katie. Here we go. Mike in Kansas, you're the last question for Katie. Make it a good one.
Well, listen, I'm just really kind of curious what Katie finds one of the most attractive things she looks for in a man.
What are your turn-ons?
What is one of the biggest
Buzz?
assets or
whatever. I'm trying to help. Buzz, you're being more helpful than I've ever seen you before. It's amazing. I think we know. I think we know. What do you find attractive, Katie?
If intelligence, and you have to be able to make me laugh.
Rob said a flat head. There we go. All right, Katie, we love you. We're going to work on improving your situation here at the radio station. You're a good lady. Now get the hell out of here. And you took up all of Horst's time. Horst the intern.
Horst von Intern.
He will have, yes. Baron von Intern is waiting along with Drew, who went to Gay Pride. Let me see. Are we going to have time to do that?
Sure.
Let me see. I think we, we might. We'll have a little.
We'll juggle.
We'll have a little intro with our interns, maybe get a little Hollywood hot sheet and more fun and more thrills. You know, you could help me out just occasionally.
I thought I was helping in my own special
way. Yeah, you
way.
Are helping you.
Yeah, hoarding and gathering. Exactly. That's what he's doing. Hoarding and gathering and forgetting us, Rob.
Never go where you're not invited.
Kate, you could stay in my house tonight.
Yeah, fine. I thought Mike was a little rough on you.
I'm really sorry about that.
I'll protect you.
Okay, we'll be back with Hef from the Hollywood Hot Sheet, and we'll meet our German intern when we come back.
Yeah. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.